As the president of a university, I've written to students and employees in the wake of terrible tragedies, sharing a few words of grief and comfort. So what do you do during a summer like this one, this brutal summer of 2016, with the bodies piling up? Write every day? Become the consoler-in-chief, like President Obama? I wrote the day after 49 people were killed in a Florida nightclub. But I didn't write after the attacks in Istanbul or Dhaka or Baghdad or Nice. I haven't written since Alton Sterling and Philando Castile were killed, nor after the murders of 8 police officers in Dallas and Baton Rouge. I didn't write after each killing on the streets of Baltimore in 2015, the city's deadliest year on record, when 344 lives were lost, most of them young, black, and male. We might feel powerless against the savagery we see around the world, but we can work for peace closer to home. We can turn our outrage into cogent and compassionate action. We can listen to one another and try to understand the lived experience of our neighbors. We can work for policies and programs that divert the paths of young people away from violence and into jobs. We can invest our capital in the places and people we've neglected and repair the divisions that injure us all. For the University of Maryland, Baltimore, I'm Jay Perman.